Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading and opening Chumash Bamidbar and joining right into the center of a brand new Chumash. And the Torah begins, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Sinai. Now, of course, with Parshas Chag HaShavuos upon us, we have to identify the connection between Sinai and the Midbar. Why was Torah given in the Midbar and not in the land of Israel? So Rav Pinchas Zatzal explained that in order to cement the relationship and connection between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, Hashem wanted Matan Torah to be without any distraction or any hesach hadas. We have Masechta Parah, which we're learning now in the Mishnah Yom HaSaika, we're learning how even in other issues that are connected to other mitzvos can create a hesach hadas. And so therefore Hashem wanted to make sure that Matan Torah would be without any distraction. It would then solidify the relationship, include a building of a home in Eretz Yisrael. But first, it has to come with Matan Torah. First, there has to be no obstruction. Then afterwards, we can talk about other inyanim, other issues that come into play. And so we're told that this happened, Echad l'chodesh hasheni, it happened on the first day in the second month, Bashana hasheni, in the second year. Now, why did Hashem make them wait to split into degalim until the second year? Why didn't he just split them right away? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal explained that Hashem did not want to break Klal Yisrael into Degalim. He didn't want to break him apart into Degalim because you know what happens when you break apart into Degalim. If you break into smaller groups, then whenever there'll be a difference of opinion, it'll lead to a machlokas and further break, and further breakdown, and further breakdown. Once there was a Mishkan, once there was a situation where there was a Mishkan, there would be a central focus which would unite the people despite their differences. Only then could they handle the Golem differences. You have to have a central location. So yes, these people are more involved in Hatzalah, and these people are more involved in Chesed, and those people in a Chever Kedisha, and still other people who are involved in a Mikveh, and other important elements of a town. But the center of the town has to be its Beis HaKnesses. It has to be its Mishkan. It has to be its central focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure was in place first before allowing the Degalim to come forward. So suggests Rav Yaakov. We're told of Neo safely, Ephraim, Lishama, Bet Hamiud. We get the whole listing of the different Nesiim. And one of them is identified as the Nasi of Ephraim, who is introduced as the Nasi of Bnei Yosef. And Ramban notes that it's interesting, when it comes to the Degalim, Ephraim comes first. While in regard to the division of the land, it's Menashe who's introduced as the first of the children of Yosef. And why that difference? So Mori of Irabi, or Shachter Shlita, noted that it was that Yosef's children excelled in different arenas. Ephraim was a Torah learner, primarily involved in Limud HaTorah, Zoizakt Rashi, in Parashas, in Sefer Bereishis. And while Menashe, he was the Askan par excellence. He was able to glean from his father the leadership in Askanos. So the Torah needs Askanos as it upholds the Torah. But when giving the brachos, Ephraim was put on a higher plane insofar as he was the Talmud Chacham. And so here too, when it came to the issue of the Degalim, which determined who would be closer to Moshe Rabbeinu, the lead was given to Ephraim. That is the focus of somebody who's the Lomei Torah. However, when it came to dividing up the land, which included the Tzarchei Tzibor, there the primacy was given to the children of Yosef, namely Ephraim first. We're also told, Halevim l'matei avosam lo haspakdu, the Levim were not counted among them. Now, why were the Levim set aside for accounting separate from Am Yisrael? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that those who were included in the census of 20 and above were destined to die in the Midbar because of the Averos of the Meraglim. And seeing that, Hashem wanted to see to it that the Shevet Levi not be included in the census, so that the tribe that as a whole did not participate in the sin would not be included in the group that needs to be punished, along with the collective group of Am Yisrael. If you're not counted among them, you don't get punished among them, even as an innocent. We're also told that later in the parsha, there was an order for the way things were set aside. And so one of the order was, Evachonim, Kedma Mizracha, on the eastern side, was Moshe, Aaron, Ubanav, Shomrim, Mishmaras HaKodesh. It was Moshe, Aaron, and his children who guarded the Mizbeach, who guarded the Mishkan and the Gemara. And Tainus learns that the Kohanim stand guard at three locations based on this Pasuk. And so if the Kohanim, in this case being Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar, were each in one of the guarding locations, how could they be able to do the Avodah? So Rav Avigdor Nebensal Shlita explained that this is proof to the words of the Rambam, that the Shmira was only at night. Of course, we need to ask that if they did the Avodah during the day and they stayed watch at night, when did they sleep? So Rav Nebensal answered that they didn't do the Avodah all day, rather when there was a lull in the work, that's when the Kohanim were able to go to sleep. We're also told of Kudas, Elazar, ben Aaron, HaKohen, that each one of the Levim were all given different jobs about what they were supposed to carry, and it sounds like Elazar had all sorts of other things he had to carry. And Rambam points out that although the amounts here are intense, Elazar was as strong as Yaakov Avinu, and he was able to carry everything himself. Now the question has to be asked how we'd understand that Elazar would be charged with the need to carry everything. So the author of Kelm learned a valuable lesson from this charge. He explained that the Torah was telling us that whomever is greater than his friend, his load is greater too. And Elazar recognized the challenges in him, and thus the Torah symbolized the message in having him carry all the elements of what he needed to carry in order for him to be him. And so, again, the Shemana Or and the Shemana Mishcha, all these things he's going to need to carry, because they're all going to be representative of who he was. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him that strength, and by giving him the strength, he was going to be able to carry the load. We're told, Al tachrisu es shevet mishpachos ha-kas, don't cut off the family of Kas from the Levium. And the Sforno explains that it teaches us that we shouldn't let anyone do the service based on who shows up first, because that would lead to pushing and shoving and would be the mechal of the avoda in a way that it would be destructive to Am Yisrael. So Rav Gifter Zatzal noted that the source for kares and death comes from the fact that there's a lack of Seder in life. And even when one wants to demonstrate a fervor for mitzvos, one needs to contain the fervor for Seder and orderliness, as this is the will of Hashem. Finally, in the Haftorah we read this week, we close out with the words, V'yarastachli li'olam, v'yarastachli b'tzedek u'mishpat v'chesed v'rachamim, v'yarastachli b'amunah v'yadatas Hashem. And Nabi Hosea tells us that first we'll be bound to Hashem forever. Now, isn't the order here out of place? Shouldn't Erison be first with Chesed, Mishpat, and Rachamim, and then Emunah, and then only forever? Why are we doing the reverse? So Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger Shlita suggested that first one needs to know that commitments are forever. Once one does, these commitments will be filled with all of the elements of Chesed, Tzedek, Mishpat, Emunah, and Rachamim as well. We go through a lot of things in life, but we need to first remember to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu our commitments to Him are forever, His commitments to us are forever. That started in the Midbar and Midbar Sinai, and it continues Ad HaYom HaZeh forevermore. Shabbat Shalom to all.